This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots of time to answer your questions and to share with you the most important stories of the week. Our number, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And you can call with questions related to health, nutrition, vitamins, supplements, anything is fair game. And we're live. I'm here in the doctor's office. Yes, it's a weekend, but I'm here to field your questions and answer to your concerns. 877-726-TALK is our number. And it's one of those California dreaming weekends here in New York, because we have a light, fluffy snowfall. And it's kind of like when you invert one of those glass Christmas scenes. You know, the Christmas scene in a crystal, and the flakes come down gently, and that's what we're experiencing here in New York. It's kind of a cozy experience. I hope that you're safely ensconced by the fireplace or the space heater, and put your legs up and listen to the program for this hour or next. You know, perhaps you're braving traffic, or perhaps you're on your way to catching up in terms of your Christmas shopping, and we hope that you stay safe and warm. And those of you about to celebrate Hanukkah's coming up. It's a little earlier than Christmas this year, so a shout out to those of you who are about to turn the Hanukkah lights on. 877-726-TALK is our number, and among the stories that I want to share with you today, new estimate says that 46 million Americans are headed to Alzheimer's disease. Close to 50 million Americans could be in the early stages leading to Alzheimer's disease right now. 6 million people likely have it now, according to a team at University of California, Los Angeles. Now, this is based on careful study of a group of volunteers which included healthy people have no particular risk of Alzheimer's, but what they looked at are certain predictive models and markers of risk. This is an extrapolation. It's kind of like long-range weather reporting or predicting global warming. This is not necessarily an inevitability that we will have 50 million Americans suffering from dementia in the near future, but at the very least, they predict that by 2060, the prevalence of full-blown Alzheimer's disease will grow to nearly 10 million people. That's a lot of people who are going to require a lot of care. And what's going on? Well, we suspect it has a lot to do with lifestyle factors. It's not just the luck of the draw, though there are genetic components that put people at risk for Alzheimer's, but there are many lifestyle factors such as pollution, such as poor diets, such as lack of certain critical nutrients that may nourish the brain and protect it. Alzheimer's may ultimately not be cured by a single magic bullet, but by a series of preventive strategies. We've talked a lot about it here on Intelligent Medicine. We've done podcasts with Dale Bredesen, who's advanced a natural program for preventing and reversing Alzheimer's disease, which comprises lifestyle, Yeah, exercise, adequate sleep, stress reduction, but also certain key supplements along with a healthy diet. Certain supplements may help to preserve memory. But here's a fascinating angle on Alzheimer's disease. And just keep in mind as I read this, keep this in context, because this may be just one among a myriad of factors that is driving this epidemic. Research that was just released shows that consumption of canola oil on a chronic basis may produce deficits of working memory and changes to the synapses, which resemble some of the early changes that occur in Alzheimer's disease. Yeah, canola oil. The study, however, was done in mice. And keep in mind that these mice were fed 2 teaspoons per day of canola oil over many months. Okay, in a mouse lifespan, many months may equate to many decades. And since a mouse is a heck of a lot smaller than a human, 2 teaspoons per day of canola oil for a mouse is the equivalent of, ready for this, 24.6 tablespoons per day in a human. Now, I used to eat a lot of canola mayonnaise. I don't anymore. Now the mayonnaise that I use is rich in avocado oil, which I believe is safer. But I've never been a big fan of canola oil. And what they see here, what they say here in the study, is that this whole thing about eating canola oil, that it make, you know, it purports to be heart healthy, is based on research that shows that the Mediterranean diet is beneficial with respect to reducing the incidence of cardiovascular disease and metabolic syndrome. That's for sure. Now, there are many components of the Mediterranean diet, such as daily intake of fresh fruits and vegetables, lots of nuts, plenty of fish. But in particular, it's been shown that really the business end, perhaps the most important component of the Mediterranean diet, is regular daily olive oil consumption. That's been suggested as the most important and integral component of the diet. And so what do you do when you want to get a lot of people the benefits of olive oil in countries where there's not a lot of olive oil or where olive oil may be expensive? Well, you extrapolate the benefits of olive oil to another monounsaturated oil, which is canola oil. They say here that in recent years, many countries have been looking for potential alternatives to olive oil, and among them, canola oil has gained increasing attention as a suitable substitute for olive oil, especially in countries that lack the primary source for it, which is the olive tree, or where, you know, simply because of its lower price compared with olive oil. And so it is true that canola oil is rich in monounsaturated fatty acids, or MUFAs. Monounsaturated fatty acids, the abbreviation is MUFAs. Well, what they found is that when they fed the mice lots of canola oil, they had a significant increase in body weight. It tended to plump them up. But they also had more difficulty navigating a maze, suggesting that there were cognitive problems associated with canola oil consumption. And moreover, they looked at the synapses of these mice, and they found that there were early signs of damage. They also found that there were deposits of what is called amyloid plaque in the brains of these mice compared with those who didn't consume that much canola oil. So let's talk a little bit about what canola oil is. Here's the inconvenient truth about canola oil. Canola oil is actually made from a plant called the rape plant. Not a very popular name for an oil, rape seed oil. We got to do some rebranding on that. So they ultimately changed the name to canola. It was fairly recently, in 1978, the word canola was invented to describe a new type of rapeseed oil. By the way, rapeseed oil contains a high amount of a very toxic ingredient, erucic acid, which is a monounsaturated fat, but it's very harmful to humans. It can cause fibrotic lesions on the heart and is considered a major toxin. But they came up with a way of processing the canola oil. By the way, during World War II, rapeseed oil was popular because it had been an important component of lubricants for ships and steam engines, particularly at a time when we had less availability of oil because of the Japanese occupation of Royal Dutch Shell properties in Indonesia. So we were looking for other forms of synthetic lubricant, and that's what rapeseed oil was. But at the end of the war, the demand for rapeseed oil declined, and they said, well, what do? We've got to rescue the Canadian rapeseed oil industry. And they came up with a way of purifying it, taking out the toxic erucic acid and making it palatable for humans. And then they did a marketing thing in collusion with the American Heart Association to purport that it was heart healthy. After all, it had monounsaturated fat, and that was thought to be equivalent with olive oil. But the new study suggests that it's not. Moreover, the vast majority of canola oil that we obtain in the United States is made from genetically modified or GMO crops. These are made specifically so that they can spray more glyphosate or Roundup on these crops without damaging the crops. They kill the weeds, but the crops remain because they're genetically engineered. So there you have it on canola oil, something that I try like heck to avoid, but it's in many foods, and it's added to many products like salad dressings and mayonnaise, something that we should probably think twice about consuming lots of. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Call us.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are now available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers across the United States. Get them today.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine this hour and next, and you can participate in the conversation, weigh in with your opinion, or pose a question related to anything in the realm of health and nutrition. So a lot of athletes, especially bodybuilders, eat an enormous amount of egg whites. I mean, if some people say, well, I have like 12 egg whites, so that I can boost my protein and avoid all that extra cholesterol that comes from the egg yolks. Okay, well, make some. You're going to have 12 eggs. I mean, maybe, you know, that's a lot of cholesterol. It's a big load. There's an interesting article in this week's edition of this month's edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It comes out every month, and I eagerly await it. It's like, it comes in a plain brown wrapper, like your monthly edition of Playboy or Penthouse, and I just run downstairs to the mailbox and grab it, as soon as the postman puts it in my mailbox, because I'm anxious to see what they're going to say about nutrition. So this month they had an article that speaks to the strategy of using egg whites in lieu of egg yolks for athletes who are trying to build muscle strength. And they say here, the concern around the cholesterol in egg yolks has been so great that it has spawned a complete line of egg white-only products, but as a result, without many of the yolk-derived nutrients and protein. In this study this month, a group of researchers gave young men who performed a bout of resistance exercise with 18 grams of protein, same amount of protein, either as egg whites or whites plus the yolk. And what they found was quite interesting. Something called myofibrillar protein synthesis, translation, muscle building, was stimulated by exercise in both groups. But, interestingly, whole eggs stimulated muscle building to a greater degree than did a nutritionally equivalent amount of protein in egg whites alone. So what they're saying here is there's something about egg yolks that provides an advantage. And what it may be, it may simply be the fat that's in the whole eggs. That may be part of the solution. They actually point to a recent study that shows that full fat milk is preferable to the equivalent amount of skim milk that delivers the same amount of protein in terms of building muscle. And so this is an interesting study suggesting that there is something in the egg yolk that may be responsible for muscle building. And the moral of the story is that many whole foods are more than just the sum of their parts. So the fats in foods and the nutrients or other components may be exerting regulatory roles that affect muscle building. So all you athletes are eschewing the yolks, put them back in because they'll actually help you build muscles more. I don't go a week without consuming a dozen eggs or more. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. Please call us, 877-726-TALK. And let me tell you a little bit about a special offer that I think will be of interest to you. It's from the folks at MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. You know, we talked earlier about the lack of benefits of canola oil, which seeks to emulate the benefits of olive oil by virtue of its high monounsaturated fat content. The problem with canola oil is that it's highly refined. There are virtually no vegetable ingredients in it. And those essential phytochemicals are what makes olive oil so heart healthy. And actually, studies show, in contrast to canola oil, which actually may promote cognitive decline and lead to dementia and Alzheimer's disease, that olive oil has protective effects against not just Alzheimer's disease, but heart disease, diabetes. There's some amazing new studies that I'll share with you a little while about the benefits of olive oil polyphenols versus osteoporosis. This is emerging research that's really exciting. The problem is when you get store-bought olive oil, you don't really know what you're getting, especially if it's highly refined. It may say extra virgin, but maybe sitting on the shelf for many months or even years while its flavor grows dull, flat, and even stale. When the flavor's gone, the phytochemicals have degraded. So my favorite olive oil is crafted by artisans and sent to me direct from the latest harvest. There's a guy called the Olive Oil Hunter. He's T.J. Robinson. He curates the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now there's a special offer because I want you to really taste the unique flavor and quality of artisanal olive oil. And there's a special offer. You can try a bottle of TJ's Finest Harvest Fresh Olive Oil, normally $39 a bottle for just a buck, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been getting these fresh-pressed olive oils delivered to me for years, and they're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils that I've ever tasted. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. That's MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com for special offer. And by the way, it makes a great holiday gift. You'll be getting bottles of olive oil on a regular basis. And unless you have a big family, you won't use them all. And an extra bottle here and there as a housewarming gift or as a holiday present can really be a unique way of expressing your love for someone in your family. And also their recipes this month at drhoffman.com, great olive oil recipes. We post them on Facebook, and we also post them at our website at drhoffman.com, so you can learn some ingenious ways to incorporate olive oil in your healthy diet program. Okay, another way that we can get calls is via people who go to our website at drhoffman.com. And on a PC or Mac, on the homepage, there's a little box on the right. If you click on the box, you can record a question. So let's hear a question from Susan. Hi, Susan.
Dr. Hoffman, I would like to know how safe it is to take a Tdap vaccine during pregnancy. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a hornet's nest question because it's a very, very controversial subject, is vaccination during pregnancy. And because of the nature of pregnancy, we're particularly concerned about the effects of vaccines, which may contain such things as formaldehyde and polysorbate 80 and aluminum and mercury on the developing fetus. This is a critical stage, and we try to avoid many medications and many exposures, you know, like too much mercury from fish during pregnancy. And yet, that's precisely what they're recommending. Since 2012, the Centers for Disease Control now recommends that women get the Tdap vaccination. That's tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. Pertussis, more popularly known as whooping cough. They recommend that women get the Tdap between 27 and 36 weeks in the third trimester. And this is regardless of whether they got the shot recently. I mean, typically we get these shots when we're children and then we don't get them thereafter. But because of what they call waning immunity, in other words, these shots don't last, it's thought that women should get the booster during pregnancy. Why? Because the baby won't get the shot for perhaps a year
after being born because a baby's immune system doesn't respond well to vaccines, certain vaccines given early. So they don't have a competent immune system and won't develop an immunity when they get a vaccine, say, at, you know, 1 month. So in order to confer immunity on the baby, it suggests that women get the shot. Moreover, the CDC recommends the shot for expecting grandparents who are going to be around the baby. By the way, anyone over 65, they want you to get a booster shot. And also husbands. So they, you know, all around, they want people to get vaccinated against this because they say that in particular, whooping cough is making a comeback. There were several thousand cases, and they blame it on people who are vaccine refuseniks. But there's another side to the story. People who push back against this requirement say that the vaccine has flaws, that it's not that effective. And the reason for the comeback of whooping cough is because, not just because people refuse the vaccine, but because the vaccine itself isn't that conferring 100% effectiveness. No vaccine does. Also, you know, there's a concern about the potential dangers of the vaccine. And this is a, you know, real, this is a real morass of a controversy because, most of the studies that are put out by the CDC, the government agencies, the medical establishment say, look, vaccine's perfectly safe. There's nothing to look at. You know, move along, folks. Nothing to see here. A more careful analysis of some of the data suggests that maybe, just maybe, you know, and I'm not convinced either way, that there may be some downsides to the vaccine, some potential toxicities due to the components in the vaccine, which, as I said, comprise formaldehyde, polysorbate 80, aluminum, and mercury. These are things we want to avoid putting into women's bodies during pregnancy. And so if I sound like I'm hedging, I am, because this is a risk-benefit equation. On the one hand, you may minimize the risk of your child getting a whooping cough, which is bad and even potentially fatal. I think there were 19 cases of death due to whooping cough in the previous year. On the other hand, you know, there's potential risks. So, you know, if that sounds like I'm equivocating, I am. It's something that I think needs to be studied and investigated further. Let's take a call from David in Colorado. Hi, David. Hello, David.
Are you there,
I am there. I hear you.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
I am 56. I've been diagnosed with AFib.
Yeah.
I'm getting a procedure next week to the ablation procedure.
The ablation procedure, yep. Uh-huh.
Yes. I'm hoping that's going to take care of it. Sounds like it's got great reviews. But I have a 26-year-old son, and he is a out machine. You mentioned the power lifters earlier. He has changed that a little bit. His girlfriend's a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. The question I'm getting to is they're highly recommending the keto diet.
Yeah.
And what's your pros and cons on that? I'm concerned about the amount of fat that is taking in on that diet.
Okay, so let's talk about the keto diet, and I'm going to speak a little bit about more about it later because I wrote an article about hypertension and the right diet for hypertension in our newsletter, and you can find it at drhoffman.com. We just posted it. This is in wake of the new guidelines for hypertension, which now reclassify about 36 million more Americans as having high blood pressure. You know, all of a sudden they move the goalposts on that. A lot of people are concerned about high blood pressure. And unfortunately, many doctors are going to pull the trigger on meds to lower people's blood pressure when diet really can make a difference. So keto diet is a diet that's extremely low in carbohydrates. And a lot of people who are in the athletic mode, shall we say, are adopting keto diets. Keto diets really are helpful for weight loss, They can really help diabetics. They've also been shown to lower blood pressure significantly. But a lot of people are worried about the amount of fat in keto diets, because when you cut the carbs, where are you going to get your calories from? Well, you can eat a lot of protein, but if you eat a high protein, low carb and low fat diet, the protein actually can be converted to sugar in the body through a process called gluconeogenesis. Genesis means creating, and you create sugar from protein when you don't consume any carbs or any fat. So in order to prevent the gluconeogenesis, you got to have a lot of fat in the ketogenic diet. Now, the fat doesn't necessarily have to come from meat. The fat can come from coconut oil. It can come from olive oil. It can come from avocados. It can come from, nuts. But it's a diet that actually, some of my patients are following. They're seeing great results in terms of weight optimization. There's also a whole literature on the benefits of the ketogenic diet for cancer, not just cancer prevention, but cancer treatment. Because when you starve cancer of sugar, which is a preferred fuel, it may retard the growth and progression of cancer. So ketogenic diet has some merits. I mean, you're concerned about your kids, that they're going off the deep end, that it's going to be harmful for them. They have to experience it. You know, they're working out at a high level. They have to see how they're doing. Some athletes report that the ketogenic diet is not that helpful in terms of energy, because you need some carbs for high levels of performance. Other people make the transition very easily. They lean down. They look great. Their bodies look ripped because they burn down their muscle fat. They become lean, mean, fat-burning machines. And that can actually work for them. Yeah. So apropos of you know, with your atrial fibrillation, you know, is it harmful for someone who has atrial fibrillation? No, especially if you have, borderline blood sugar, if you're carrying extra weight, if you have high blood pressure, which is often, you know, something that is the cause of atrial fibrillation, it can lead to atrial fibrillation. This is a diet that you can explore. You can actually do it safely, but get a little supervision as you undertake it, because it's a tough diet to implement, on a do-it-yourself basis. So there you have it. That's my opinion. Thank you very much for your call, David. I appreciate it. Our number, 877-726-8255. Get in on the conversation. And in a moment, we'll talk a little bit about diet for high blood pressure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast, and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're talking about diets for hypertension. Now that nearly half of Americans have been categorized with high blood pressure as a result of new guidelines, a lot of people are going to be pressured to go on blood pressure meds. So what are the alternatives? This is something that I'm contemplating, a series of articles that are appearing in our newsletter last week, this week, and next. Next week, I'm going to tackle some of the lifestyle measures that help with blood pressure, meditation, tai chi, yoga, exercise, etc. But last week I talked about diet. The currently recommended diet for hypertension is something called the DASH diet. It stands for the Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. It's promoted as the go-to diet for high blood pressure by the American Heart Association and all the powers that be. It's rich in fruits, vegetables, and low-fat or non-fat dairy. We'll talk about that in the next hour, this whole emphasis on low-fat or non-fat dairy. And there's lots of whole grains, lean meats, fish, poultry, but they got to be lean, you know, get rid of the fat, and nuts and beans are permitted. Is the DASH diet the best eating plan for high blood pressure? Well, we'll take a look at what the DASH menu plan suggests as a breakfast. It consists of oatmeal with applesauce, a whole wheat English muffin with jam, light yogurt, that's like low-fat or no-fat yogurt, and pineapple juice. That's not particularly good if you suffer from prediabetes insulin resistance, which is actually a major driver of hypertension. So what does work? They looked at, in a study, they looked at the DASH diet versus a modified DASH diet that permitted more fat. And what they found was that allowing more fat, particularly olive oil and whole fat dairy, did not diminish the effectiveness of the DASH diet. Blood pressure was reduced similarly in the DASH diet and in the higher fat DASH diet. Now, let's take it one step further. Let's talk about the paleo diet. The paleo diet is a diet which comprises lean meats, fruits, vegetables, and nuts, and excludes non-paleolithic type foods such as cereal, grains, dairy, or legumes. None of those. And what they found when they did a study on the paleo diet, significant reductions in blood pressure, as well as a measure of blood vessel stiffness called arterial distensibility. And moreover, there were dramatic reductions in total cholesterol, LDL, triglycerides, and insulin. And this is all achieved with a mere 10 days adherence to the paleo diet. So imagine if you stayed on it for months and years. And the paleo diet is not even particularly low carb. The keto diet is very low or no carb. And they did a 2010 study. And what they found is that following a ketogenic diet, nearly half of those who followed the diet had their blood pressure medication decreased or discontinued during this 48-week study. This one lasted nearly a year. The low-carb dieters saw an average reduction of their systolic blood pressure of 6 points. Now, admittedly, other types of diet might achieve comparable results in terms of blood pressure. A vegan or a raw food diet might also be beneficial, some of you vegetarian acolytes out there might be saying. So that is true, but their long-term nutritional adequacy is questionable without proper supplementation, and adherence to such diets is very challenging. So in addition, bouts of fasting or intermittent fasting, say the 5-2 diet plan where you eat a good, healthy diet for 5 days, and then you eat a very low-calorie diet for 2 days of the week. That, too, has been shown to be helpful for blood pressure. So we hope that more of you people who have been newly diagnosed as hypertensive will opt for diet in lieu of medication, because diet is our primary tool against high blood pressure and should be more frequently invoked. Unfortunately, many doctors will ignore that pathway. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number, 877-726-8255. Please join us for another hour of Intelligent Medicine coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.